Kingston Walk Heritage. Kingston Parish Church of St James the Less dates from the early 14th century. Most churches had their traditional four bells recast into five or six lighter ones during the 1600s. Kingston, though, persevered with its grand old originals, one of which was cast in 1430 and has been ringing ever since. At Westcombe Beach stands the ruins of a stable that once housed the horses, which drew carriages full of the well-to-do down to the beach. There was a private tea house here, owned by the Fleet Estate, and guests entertained at beach parties included members of the royal family. At the top of the climb above Westcombe Beach, you reach Hoist Point. Its name recalls the efforts farmers used to make in hauling seaweed up from the beach below to fertilise the fields. In Elizabethan times, the promontory of Beacon Point was chosen as the site for one of the beacons to warn of the approach of the Spanish Armada. In response to the threat, a local militia was recruited from all able-bodied men aged between 16 and 60. These would-be soldiers were given some basic training in combat and kept a lookout for enemy ships 24 hours a day. From the deck of a ship at sea, the Erm estuary looks a safe and inviting shelter in a storm. In the middle of the estuary mouth, though, sits Mary's Rocks, hidden from view at all but low tide. On the bottom are clustered the wrecks of 14 ships which have foundered on these deadly jags of rock. The earliest known victim of Mary's Rocks was one of the oldest wrecks to be found in Britain, a Bronze Age tin trading vessel. 42 rough ingots of tin made by pouring molten tin into earth moulds have been found on the seabed here. They were almost certainly mined on Dartmoor, and there is strong evidence that Bantham, just along the coast to the east, was an international trading centre in prehistoric times. Along the foreshore at Wannall stands a now ivy-clad chimney, which is where fishermen used to boil their crabs and lobsters. There are also several ruined cottages. One of these used to be painted white to aid shipping. It housed the local pilot who would guide boats through the maze of shifting sandbanks to the lime kilns and wool factories upriver.